It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On Friday, Wisconsin's Labor Department leveled fines against the owner of 100 Wisconsin Burger King franchises, citing more than 1,600 violations of state child labor and wage laws affecting over 600 kids.
Governor Evers' office is calling it the largest determination of child labor and wage payment violations in modern Wisconsin history.
The State Department of Workforce Development says the violations happened during a two-year period ending in January of last year.
To get the latest on these findings, we have Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Pahacik, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Take us through a quick timeline here. When and how did your department get tipped off that this Burger King franchise with 100 locations in our state was violating the rights of teen employees?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting in 2020, we began to receive a series of complaints at the Department of Workforce Development involving various franchise locations operated by Cave Enterprises, which is headquartered out of Chicago, but they own franchises. They have 105 franchises in Wisconsin, and they have locations in 8 other states. So from 2020 through 2024, 25, there were about 33 complaints of various child labor laws. And so that sparked a pattern and sort of a systemic view where we thought we really need to do a deeper dive. So our investigators did a two-year audit span looking at all of the practices of the 105 locations from 2024 and 2025 and found, the significant amount of issues at 103 of the 105 locations here in the state of Wisconsin.
So allowing 14 and 15-year-old employees to start work without a permit, allowing really long shifts without a meal break, allowing employees under 16 to work outside the hours that are legally permitted for school-age workers. Out of all the violations you found, which is most concerning to you and why?
Well, they're all very concerning, right? So when we have our youth enter the workforce, we want them to have a positive, safe experience. This is often their very first time, and this is a wonderful opportunity for our future workforce, our youth and our teenagers, to learn and expand their skill set. You know, a job helps them become more responsible, learn leadership, learn interpersonal skills, and that has to be done, though, with the balance of the fact that these are still kids. They are going to school. They have homework obligations. They often have other extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. And of course, we want their experience on the job to be safe and one that is enriching and positive and not one that is, you know, exploiting these kids working long hours. So the permit, not having permits is a problem, right? We know permits are in place to ensure all parties are aware of their obligations and roles under the laws in Wisconsin. It also ensures that the child is the correct age to work in our state, and it sets out rules for both the parent or legal guardian and the employer at the time of the permitting process that once again reinforces what the rules and regulations are for employing minors. And that includes everything you said, Kate. There are limitations on how many hours a kiddo can work, especially during a school day. And they are required to have meal breaks and restroom breaks. And of course, they also are not allowed to work on hazardous equipment where they could become harmed. So all of the violations that we saw with Cave Enterprise pose a problem.
How will these young workers be made whole again?
So we have a demand out through the department. The department is the one that has taken this action based on our audit findings. And as part of that demand, all of the youth that were improperly paid, which was another significant finding, will get their back wages paid to them, as well as up to 200% of liquidated damages under the law. It allows us to add that as a penalty. And we submitted that finding to Cave Enterprise on Friday, and that triggered the clock where they have 20 days to respond. So they have not yet responded, but depending on what Cave Enterprises does next, we will either collect those wages and distribute them to the impacted minors, or we will go to court and make sure that those minors are made whole through legal action.
How do you ensure that this franchise owner is following the law and this won't happen again?
Well, there are many ways to keep all of our employers in Wisconsin legal and ensure that they are following all of the various laws. And that is sort of through the permit process. Of course, we have a complaint process where we can do enforcement actions that way. And we will continue to audit. So we will be keeping our finger very close on the pulse of how this employer moves forward based on their past history now. And we will continue to investigate all complaints. We'll continue to audit. And we will, of course, continue to educate and work with not only our minor workers, but all of our employers in Wisconsin. We would much rather educate, provide resources, and be a source of information before we come down with a compliance arm. And so we have information on our website. If you're an employer and don't have a large legal department, we have one-page resources that we give to parents and legal guardians and our minor age workers. We can come out and do trainings for folks at no cost. We want everybody to be following the rules to keep a safe and positive experience for working here in our state.
Secretary Pahacik, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, WPR, reached out Friday for a comment to Chicago-based Cave Enterprises, which operates these restaurants, did not hear back. A spokesperson, though, for Burger King said the company was, quote, working closely with the franchisee to understand the details and ensure that labor standards are being followed at all times in their restaurants. Now, to understand how this fits into nationwide trends of child labor laws, we're joined by Terry Gerstein, director of the Wagner Labor Initiative at NYU. Terry, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
What sticks out to you about these child labor law violations here in Wisconsin?
Well, there's been a big increase nationally in child labor over recent years, involving both hours of employment and work permits and the kinds of violations at issue here, as well as children working in hazardous jobs and really being put at great risk. For example, in 2023, there was a 16-year-old who was killed at a sawmill in Wisconsin, just as one example. And so this, my sense as someone who's been following this closely nationally, is that this case, while it's a big case and important, is probably just the tip of the iceberg of what is happening in Wisconsin and then also nationally.
Why is
US
that?
Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. And, you know, the U.S. Department of Labor during the Biden administration really did tremendous work trying to take on these issues, educating employers, trying to enforce the law very vigorously in innovative ways. I'm very concerned because of the, while I understand the U.S. Department of Labor is still doing this work, there's really been a collapse of general labor enforcement at the federal level. So we really need state governments to step up. But this case is not at all an anomaly. Just to give another example, Chipotle, the fast food industry, there have been a number of these cases. The Massachusetts AG's office found widespread child labor violations involving Chipotle and cited them for nearly $2 million. The New Jersey Department of Labor followed up and got a settlement of almost $8 million. And then the DC AG's office followed up. And they too found child labor violations widespread at Chipotle. The Massachusetts AG's office also brought a case involving a Burger King franchisee. And that Burger King franchisee in Massachusetts owned, you know, many, many, many locations and was violating the child labor laws. And so I think your question to Burger King was a very important one. You know, they need to take more responsibility for ensuring compliance at their locations, as do other fast food franchisors.
Terry, in this particular case, the company would pay back pay to the teen workers and a fine totaling, you know, approximately $828,000 to avoid court. Is that a hit to a company or a minor fine? What do you make of that amount?
I think that throughout all of enforcement, we need to have greater penalties. You know, I don't know the financials of that particular franchisee. Mm-hmm. I know that throughout labor enforcement, it's important to have sufficient penalties so that it's not just a cost of doing business. I do think also, obviously, there's a public relations hit, and it does not look good for a company to be violating child labor laws. I think when I think about this case and sort of how it emerged, one other piece that sticks out to me is the need for adequate resources for enforcement so that enforcement agencies aren't waiting for complaints. There's a lot of obstacles for workers to complain about violations of the law. People don't know their rights. They're afraid of retaliation. So it's so important that enforcement agencies are able to go out and do proactive investigations without just waiting for complaints. And so it was great that they noted the pattern in this case. But really, my suspicion would be that there are far more similar violations, and that if the Department of Labor were in Wisconsin were better resourced, that they would be able to do this work and prevent the violations rather than responding after they've seen a pattern.
Terry, in 2024, Wisconsin's governor vetoed a bill passed by Republicans in our state legislature that would have eliminated a requirement that 14 and 15-year-olds have a work permit approved by their parents to take a job. Very quickly here, do you see legislation like this elsewhere? Are other states attempting to relax child labor laws?
You know, there's been a real schism in how states have responded to the spike in child labor violations. And, you know, it mirrors what we've seen in states nationwide on so many issues, where we have some states that are really trying very hard to increase the penalties, to stamp out child labor, to ensure that children are well protected. And then we have some other states that are weakening child labor laws in the kind of way that you've described. There is research showing that work permits do decrease child labor violations, and because I think they alert everyone involved that this is a child and that there are laws involved. One law that I think is really promising and interesting is that in California, they passed a law, and New Jersey, requiring workers' rights education in public high schools.
Kids
would actually know what
their
rights
are. Yeah. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Terry Gerstein, director of the NYU Wagner Labor Initiative. Earlier, we spoke with Amy Pahacik, secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development.